Texans have been turning to Neil Sperry for gardening advice since 1970. You can call him now at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, Merry Traveling. Thank you. That makes me sound like they tuned in on tube radios back then. And, well, maybe folks did. Anyway, it's nice to have you tuned in today and on your cell phone app or whatever it is. Boy, how times have changed. I am glad to have you as a listener, and we're here every Sunday morning, 8 until 11. I've been doing commercial garden radio. I'm finishing my 35th year, and we'll go on, I hope, for maybe 135 more. That's my goal. And normally at this time, you would be hearing Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum. Jimmy emailed me late last night to say that he was his plane flight had been changed, and he would be in the air and unable to make that call today, and so he has asked me to fill in. I'm happy to do that. He wanted to talk about red boar kale, B-O-R. It is an old Russian variety of kale, and I'm just speaking from my own experience now. I have a grower friend who produces it. Boy, it gets tall in a hurry. It's a very dark red-leafed kale variety. It is edible, but it's grown mostly now for ornamental purposes. It'll get about knee-high to thigh-high, taller than other ornamental kale. And because it is so dark purple-red maroon, it makes a wonderful backdrop for yellow pansies or for other things that you may want to grow, even including other bright-colored types of kale and cabbage. So it's just a lovely plant, wonderful in containers as the tall vertical plant. Red boar, and you'll find it in nurseries, primarily independent retail garden centers. R-E-D, and then second word is B-O-R. Now, I want to do what I can to tell you about the other things going on at the Arboretum. Chihuly Nights continues on through the end of December. This is the $20 million worth of glass work that is out in the gardens. This is incredible glass work, and they have extended the run of Chihuly by a couple of months through the end of December, and because they were sold out at the end and they had an outcry, we want to see it and we can't get in. It's beautiful at night. You can go during the day and see it, certainly, but at night it's lighted and it's glorious, glorious. So be sure to go. You can find out more information at DallasArboretum.org, and you need to go there to buy your tickets. It is parking is free for those Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night Chihuly nights. It's only Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights, so you need to schedule accordingly. And what else do we need to talk about? I'm going to give you their website again, DallasArboretum.org. Their 24-hour information number to call, if you would like more information, is 214-515-6500. And they are at 8525 Garland Road on the southeast side of White Rock Lake in East Dallas. And that's the Dallas Arboretum. Dallas Arboretum Report is sponsored today by Busy Bees Pest Control. And these are the people you need to call if you have any need of pest elimination, or if you just want to make sure they never get in your house in the first place, or business for that matter. Leland and Lisa Morris own Busy Bees. They have, since 1997, grown the company that was founded 30 years earlier from a small company with 3 employees to be a full-service pest elimination company with 50 people. They are very impressive. They came to me on the highest of recommendations of an entomologist who knows the business, is not in that business per se, but totally and completely and absolutely associated with the industry. And he said, do you need a pest elimination company? Hey, that's the one right there. Busy Bees. And they also have bed bug detection dogs, Alfie and Trapper, highly trained dogs that can thoroughly and accurately inspect entire properties or any room to find bed bugs. They are really good. I've seen them operate. Busy Bees provides pest control services to both residential and commercial properties. They handle all forms of pest control from ants and termites, bees and bed bugs, to animal trapping and bird control, and much more. They are truly a full-service pest control company. They can supply their customers the best in pest problem solutions, Busy Bees. And I want to spell this for you because the website uses their name. It's BIZZYBEES.com. Busy, BIZZYBEES.com. The Dallas area number is 972-416-9404. 972-416-9404. In Tarrant County, 817-838-7311. 817-838-7311. Or toll free from anywhere, 800-INSECTS. That's Busy Bees Pest Control.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050. 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
All right, thank you, Michelle, and I want to move as quickly as I can to help the four people who've been waiting patiently on me. We're going to start with Bob in Garland. Bob, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Neil. I have a pear tree that's growing in between two condos, about 3 inches around. Is that worth transplanting, or should I just cut it down?
It's a pear? Then, what kind of pear?
I don't know. But they produce a lot of pears. But, I mean, it's a pear tree I bought at the nursery.
Right, I understand. A pear tree would be worth transplanting. It's gonna cost you probably to move it. If it's in between condos, you may have to get heavy lifting equipment in there. And pears do grow fairly quickly, and so that's a thing you have to weigh against one against the other. If it has any special meaning to you, then certainly you would want to dig it a 3-inch diameter tree. If it's 3 inches in diameter, it's going to require a soil ball that is probably 35 to 40 inches across and 30 to 36 inches deep. So it's going to weigh 1,000 pounds probably. And you'll need to have a way to get it out of there, if you want to do that. If you're going to do that, it would be done during the winter, and you might want to contact some of the nurseries that specialize in trees and ask if they do contract digging.
And then I have also a Vietnamese date tree. I don't know if you've heard of those, but they make a small looking apple.
You're probably talking about jujube. It's kind of an olive-shaped a fruit, a little longer than an olive. Yeah, that's jujube. Ziziphus jujube, great name. And what can I do to help you on that one?
Can you transplant those?
You bet. Yeah, they transplant very easily, and a lot of times you'll have some suckers that are coming up around it that actually would be easier to transplant. Just transplant some of those.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your call. That's jujube. All right, let's go to Kathy in Fort Worth. Kathy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have a Japanese maple planted in the northwest corner of my yard in a shady area. I have yew planted behind that maple, and it's bordered with Dianella. I discovered Dianella this year, and it's beautiful in that shady spot out in front of the tree. I'd like something 2 to 3 feet tall to fill in that space between the Dianella and the yew, with the Japanese maple right in the center of that spot. I'm having a hard time painting a verbal picture.
What about Aspidistra?
Beautiful. That's evergreen, isn't it?
It's evergreen. The only concern that I have for Aspidistra, and I looked to see where you were when I saw your question, is that it's a little bit cold tender. I have several hundred of them in my landscape, and I have frost cloth cut and ready to put over them if I have to. But we're in rural Collin County where I live, and it's usually 8 or 10 degrees colder than Fort Worth and Dallas are. And I think you might be in the within the urban heat pocket. You wouldn't have to cover it very often, if at all. Aspidistra cast iron plant is lovely. It makes a beautiful, tall, evergreen, ground cover, perennial, you can't call it a shrub, but it just makes a lovely shade plant. It has to have the shade. And it sounds like
that would be different enough from the Dianella, you think?
It's different from everything else.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like a good plan.
All right, good deal. I'm glad I could help. Thanks for the call. All right, Jeremy and Linda, you'll come up right after this break, and we'll help you with your questions, and then that opens a line at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Get a one-year new or renewal subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in America. That's what others have judged us to be. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine features outstanding garden writers from all over Texas, and we've been publishing our magazine now for 27 years. You get a subscription to the magazine and at the same time save one-third on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, it also has won national awards as the best garden calendar in the country. You get the calendar with more than 10,000 words telling you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. My son heard me use that phrase recently. He doesn't listen to the program all the time, and he said, that's going to intimidate people. So you've heard me saying it's not going to intimidate you because they're arranged in bullet form to help you get right to what you need to do month by month. It's the prettiest calendar we've ever published, and I save my best photos for the calendar each year, and so I get to evaluate, and this one's the prettiest. At least that's my opinion. Get the calendar at a one-third savings and all of that information and a one-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine, all for $38.95. Satisfaction is guaranteed to every penny. A limited supply of calendars is left, so call before 11 today. Wonderful Christmas gift. 800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Fall is a season of unpredictable weather. It could be wet, it could be cold, and that holds your foundation hostage. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. If you're concerned about your foundation, call the pros. The home inspection is free. The estimate is free. Should you need the repairs, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Callaway's Nurseries. I hope you'll get by a Callaway's near you today. Fill your home with the unforgettable fragrance of an old-fashioned fresh-cut Christmas tree from Callaway's. Callaway's has searched for the highest quality trees from the best growers in the country. The trees have just arrived. They're ready to decorate your home. Select from superb blue or green noble firs and soft-needled Fraser firs from 3 to 11 feet tall, starting at $59.99. They're available either green or snow-flocked. Each premium tree at Callaway's stays fresh because it receives a fresh cut. It's placed in a water reservoir stand with a bag for convenient disposal at the end of the season. This season, when you purchase a premium quality poinsettia, 10% of the sale price goes to support the Texas-based Lena Pope home. And everything at Callaway's Nursery comes with the Garden Center's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Create happy memories. Visit a Callaway's Nursery today. There are 16 Metroplex locations ready to serve you. Visit them online at callaways.com. I'm proud that Callaway's Nursery is a sponsor of our 2013 Home Landscape School. Callaway's Nursery, because life should be beautiful. Callaway's.com.
You can always find a list of my radio advertisers by going to neilsperry.com, then clicking on Neil on the Radio. You'll find sponsors like the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, Preston Road, and George Bush 190 in Plano. 1-800-4-BAYLOR. And Arborological Services, the Dallas area number 972-442-1524. Tarrant County area 817-849-1160. On the web, arborological.com.
You've heard me talk about Dalworth Clean for more than 30 years and how I admire their business plan. I really do. Well, now Dalworth can help you create a healthier and cleaner living environment for you and for your family, starting beneath your home. Introducing Dalworth Crawl Space. It's a part of Dalworth Restoration. Dalworth Restoration, that's the company made up of miracle workers who come to your home after a calamity of a fire or smoke or water damage of any kind. And they not only can take all of your belongings away and store them and get them all back in apple pie order, but they can do the very same thing for your home. Well, that's Dalworth Restoration. Now, let me take the next step to that, and that is to introduce to you Dalworth Crawl Space. Homes come with dirt crawl spaces. The homes that do come with them cost more to heat and cool. They can cause structural damage with that soil down there. And most of all, they can cause health issues within the house. Dalworth Crawl Space has a solution to a dirty crawl space or basement. Clean Space Encapsulation. A Clean Space liner is used to isolate the house from the earth completely and permanently. Similar to a pool liner, it's 7 layers of a blend of polyethylene and polyester cord reinforcement. The liner is installed and sealed along the walls and flooring. It's sealed along other objects as pipes and columns and piers. For more information, I really suggest that you go to DalworthRestoration.com. Oh, and also you can reach Dalworth Restoration and Dalworth Crawl Space by calling the same number you call for all the Dalworth family. That's 214-817-267-8433. Their local area code plus 267-8433 or go to DalworthRestoration.com. To our phone lines, we go to Jeremy in West Fort Worth. Jeremy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How may I help?
I'm here on the west, on probably the farthest west Fort Worth you can go, and I've got a Bermuda lawn and clay soil. And it seems like the more time and effort that I put into the yard, the more weeds I get. I do aerate, tried to do a over the top with some compost after I aerated. And I heard on your show several weeks ago about some aster, and when that stuff pops its head up there in the late summer, that means it got an unhealthy lawn. So I'm wondering what I can do more so.
All right, let me try to help and see where we can figure out where the wheels have come off, because you can grow Bermuda grass successfully in black clay soil, shallow, rocky, nasty black clay soil. It can be done. My first question of you would be, what is your mowing height for your lawn?
I would say about 3 inches.
All right. Is this common Bermuda grass?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, yeah. The house was built in 03, and it's whatever the contractor said.
Yeah, and common means it sounds to a lot of people listening like just a put down description of a grass. That's actually a variety name for the seed that the grass is grown from seed or from sod. That's just common Bermuda, as opposed to one of the hybrids. And I'll bet that's what you have. Common Bermuda grass should be mowed at 1.25 inches, maximum 1.5 inches. That keeps it low and dense and spreading. If you think about it, and I don't know where your journeys take you, but when we lived in Farmers Branch, we had an alleyway that we used, and there was Bermuda growing in the cracks of the pavement. Everybody drove across that Bermuda every day, and it was like a pincushion. It was low and dense and tough and lovely. It's really a bizarre thing. You'll notice that the prettiest lawns are the ones that are kept very short, and that keeps the grass spreading. Tall grass becomes weak grass, and you have tall grass if it's being mowed that high.
Yes,
you need to mow frequently, and at the recommended mowing height. You need to fertilize with an all-nitrogen fertilizer. Unless there's a soil test that shows otherwise, but usually rarely do they. An all-nitrogen fertilizer with half or more of that nitrogen in slow-release form. So in other words, I am not talking about 2100 ammonium sulfate. That would be a really bad thing to add. But there are several good brands of all-nitrogen fertilizer, slow-release. And that ought to be applied early April, early June, early August, early October, every 2 months, starting in early April. If you do that and mow shorter, just almost always when Bermuda looks thin, I find that people are mowing it too tall.
Okay. And now I will say that the clay that I have is more like a potting clay versus black clay at another property that I take care of. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Well, it really doesn't. It's just all about the answer would have been the same in sand. I mean, it's
okay.
Low mowing height is your ally. But my point being, I have a lot of Bermuda grass and have maintained at our church years ago and other places a lot of Bermuda grass turf, and I've never felt the need on either it or St. Augustine to aerate. The times that I would aerate would be if there were extreme compaction near a parking lot or at the state fair after the fair is over, or a football field or something like that, but not in a home lawn. Now, a lot of commercial people will aerate before they overseed in September. Only a thatch accumulation is my reason for aerating or extreme compaction. So I don't think you have to do that. I think the mowing height's the big issue.
Okay, and you don't feel that I need to add any organic compost solution to
that's just a topical addition. The fertilizer is more critical, and the mowing height is far more critical.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You can do it. Thanks, Jeremy. Let's go to Linda in Frisco. Linda, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. I had three Italian cypress that I replaced with Christmas jewel hollies, and the reason I did that was that the cypress got canker. So I went to one of your sponsors, and they recommended these Christmas jewel hollies, which I realize don't get as tall, and they don't grow quickly, but I didn't need that, and actually they look better. My question about them is I have three planted right in the row in the same soil. The middle one looks a little bit anemic. They've been in the soil about 3 or 4 months. So okay. I'm wondering, you know, the other two look real green, dark, deep green.
Well, and I had a similar post on my Facebook page asking about mountain laurel, and there's never been an answer that I've given where I compared those two plants. They travel different life paths. But I mentioned that when a mountain laurel or a holly is light green soon after being planted, then it either needs nitrogen or it's gotten a little bit too dry at some point or some kind of need or, and I don't mean to be hurtful, but abuse, you know, neglect or something. And believe me, I've done all of this. So that would be my best guess. Now, somebody asked a question on my Facebook page a week or so ago about Christmas jewel holly, and I got to admit, I did the research on it. It's one that I have not grown, and I can't find out what the origin of that is, whether it's Ilex crenata or what it is. But I get nervous when new hollies come into the marketplace because they sometimes are not adapted to our alkaline soils and water, but it's not going to show up in 3 months. That would be 3 years. So, you know, whatever has caused the problem is not because of alkaline conditions. That may become a problem later. I just don't know. I'm embarrassed when somebody comes to me with a new holly that I don't know because I present myself as a holly expert.
Your sponsor recommended them highly, and they've had planted them quite
bit. Is that Shades of Green?
Yes.
I'll be there in a week. I'll look at them. I'll talk to Rob about it. But if it's Ilex cornuta or one of the other hybrids like the Marinelles and those, then that would be great. And I just need to do my homework. I spent 30 minutes researching it, and I couldn't find a species name. I mean, I saw photos of it. It looks like it's probably out of the Marinelle group, and those are good.
Yeah, and they said that they don't get disease and all of that.
That's typical of the hollies. If you get a suited, an adapted holly, you have a home run of a plant. Where we run aground is with things like Savannah and okay. East Palatka and the others that are from East Texas and acid soils, and they don't do very well for us. Sky Pencil is in that group and some of the others. Mm-hmm. But Rob is a wonderful nurseryman. He will sell well-adapted things. This probably just needs a little bit of water more than it got at some point. You don't have to keep it wet, or it may need a little bit of nitrogen.
Yeah, it probably got dry. But if it's a great plant, it's a great one in place of the Italian cypress.
Yeah.
People don't need the height because they don't get real big and they're slow growers.
Good deal. Well, I really am grateful, and I'll do a little more homework.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Linda. All righty.
All right.
All right, thanks. All right, need to tell you right now about Dallas Plumbing Company. They have been serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex since 1903. That's a legacy company. That is a long company, a long standing. There are precious few companies in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex that have been around since 1903. Family owned by the Downs family for four generations, one company for all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. These are the people that do all of our work at our home, and I'm proud to recommend them to you. It's a really nice family. I enjoy sitting and visiting with them. They have been given awards of all kinds, and they are very deserved. You know their orange and black trucks. You've seen them all over town. Dallas Plumbing, and they're probably in your neighborhood right now. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Now, their showroom for their plumbing supplies, their kitchen and bath showroom, is open 6 days a week. They're open 9 to 5 during the weekdays and 9 until noon on Saturdays. And they have plumbing parts to the public and to the trade as well. And they're the only plumbing parts source besides Home Depot, Lowe's, and Ace Hardware in the North and Northeast Dallas area open on Saturday. And I think I'd rather go see them. Excuse me, but I think I'd rather go see them. These are great people. By the way, new customers or customers who have not used Dallas Plumbing in the last 3 years get $50 off the first plumbing or air conditioning or heating service call, so be sure to ask for that. Their display, their kitchen and bath showroom, all of what we've described is at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. 11055 Plano Road. That's about a mile north of LBJ, give or take a little. For more information, for other offers, to schedule a visit for your heating system to get it ready for the winter, or for your plumbing needs, call Dallas Plumbing Company and Heating and Air Conditioning. 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. The website is DallasPlumbing.com.
If you listen, you'll hear it. It's what everybody's talking about, and it's here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
I'm very proud to tell you that Dixon Brothers is a sponsor of our 2013 Home Landscape School. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Dixon Brothers, we're proud to have them aboard. The Home Landscape School will be held on Saturday, January 26, all day long in Plano at the Plano Center. You have to pre-register, and seating is very limited. It always sells out, and seats are going very quickly right now. So don't delay. It makes a great gift, a Christmas gift, if you're so inclined, for a family member or for yourself. Why don't you and your spouse come? That could be fun. And it's all day, Saturday, January 26th. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens, Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum, and I will be your teachers. We'll teach you the principles of good landscape design, the best trees and shrubs, annuals and perennials for Texas landscaping, how to have a perfect lawn. That's my topic, one of my topics. Effective entries and front gardens, fun patios and backyards. We'll tell you all of that, and we will teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. Now, the thing finishes then 2 weeks later with a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional, which is going to be at North Haven Gardens, and we are bringing landscape professionals in from all over the state to meet with us. We're using their facility. They have a wonderful meeting room, but we're bringing the experts in for you, and they'll spend 30 minutes helping you finish your landscape plan. You'll know how to design a landscape project, and you'll leave with a landscape design. It's $199 for one person. It is $239 for two people from the same household. The all-day class will be Saturday, January 26th in Plano. The consultation will be either February 9 or 10, your choice, in North Dallas. That's all available to you by calling the number you call for our calendar offer, and that is 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11 today. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Once again, my friend Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. We've got 59 degrees at 10:35. I'm Jerry Overton, and if you like holiday shopping, then you are in luck. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And the WBAP Weather and Touch forecast, sunny with a lot of wind today, 75 for the high, and the winds up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, the clouds will start to come in, 57 for the low. Tomorrow, it'll be a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 74. Tuesday, more clouds than sun, but it's going to be cooler, only 58 degrees. We have fair skies now in Denton, 58 degrees, 55 degrees at Love Field. It's 57 degrees in Fort Worth, 59 degrees at DFW Airport. Now a check of WBAP's 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
And on the Dallas side right now, I-35 East southbound at Colorado Boulevard, earlier wreck has been moved to the shoulder. Still some onlooker delays and recovering from I-30. So far, no major problems in Fort Worth or the Mid-Cities. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Holiday shopping season growing from early pre-Thanksgiving sales to a weekend of Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. Shoppers getting bombarded with reasons to buy. Becky Worley has some tips.
There are still deals to be had. You just have to shop smart from now until Christmas, especially on Cyber Monday.
Now, according to ShopperTrack, consumers spent $11.2 billion at stores across the U.S. That's down 1.8% from last year. IBM says online sales were up 17.4% on Thanksgiving, 20.7% on Black Friday. That compares to last year. A giant lottery jackpot going to be bigger come Wednesday. Lottery officials say no one won the Powerball jackpot last night. The top prize will now increase to about $425 million, the largest jackpot ever for this game. Still no word about the cause of a fire at a garment factory in Bangladesh that killed at least 112 people. About 100 bodies have been recovered so far. A dozen of the injured died at hospitals. Officials say there were no emergency exits to the outside. Again, today's high 75 degrees. It is 59 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. Let me tell you about Crump's Garden Center in McKinney. This is really cool to get to tell you about this because Bryce and Willie Crump, I knew them. They founded Crump's Gardens in 1939 after 73 years and five generations of Crump family growers. Their reputation for the exceptional service continues to grow. Now, they started downtown in McKinney. Now they are northwest of town. The Crump family includes a fifth-generation grower, Kevin Crump, and they take great pride in serving their customers with distinction. They were on the square originally, then they relocated to their current home in northern McKinney, northwest, just west of Highway 75 in 1977. And that's about the time we arrived in McKinney. Everything they sell is fresh, not shipped to them, and all their plants are varieties that can survive and thrive in Texas. They pride themselves on customer service, and they serve the community with high-quality flowers and plants. Their florist shop, their bedding plants that they grow, all of that. Now, 1 week from today, on Sunday, December 2, from noon until 4, they will be hosting their poinsettia Christmas open house. Santa will be there from 12:30 to 2:30. Tour the greenhouses. More than 65,000 poinsettias. Refreshments will be served. If you've ever wondered what a commercial grower looks like behind the scenes, you need to get to Crump's in McKinney next Sunday, and that'll be from noon until 4. They'll give you tours of the greenhouses. They also have fresh Christmas wreaths and greens for sale. For more information on their open house, go to crumpsgardencenter.com. C-R-U-M-P-S. crumpsgardencenter.com or call them at 972-542-3346. Crump's is located north of McKinney. Take exit 43 off Central Expressway and then go west, northwest, half a mile. You can see them from Central, Highway 75 to exit 43 and then northwest until you get to Crump's in McKinney.
The first local news of the hour, every day. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
All right, and we're going to talk about Dalworth Clean right now. This is the granddaddy of the Dalworth family. This is the carpet cleaning part of the Dalworth Clean family. Of course, they do a lot more now. They clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets and hardwood tiling, grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. James Smith began this company 38 years ago. 32 years ago, I began doing ads for them. We've been friends ever since, and I really admire what they have done. Right now, pay only $29 per area on five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. Book them online at dalworth.com today for extra savings, and you'll have their service going on right away. You can count on Dalworth quality and Dalworth service. They serve the entire North Texas area, including Dallas and Tarrant and all the surrounding counties north to the Red River. They also have Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. We're going to be getting new floors at our magazine office this Friday, Saturday, and next Monday. And it'll be carpet and vinyl, and we are really pumped about that. Call tomorrow. Their Shop at Home van will bring new flooring samples right to your home. That's 817-520-1400. But the main number for Dalworth Clean, for that carpet cleaning special, $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet, Deep Down Dalworth Clean, or any of the other services. The main number is 214 or 817, then Metro 267-8433. 267-8433. More information on all of this at dalworth.com.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
All right, Fred, thank you very, very much. I appreciate him. And we are ready to go back to the phone lines. Let's see, we have Lori coming up from Lake Highlands. This will be an interesting one for me, Lori. I hope I can help you. How can I help? Hello, Lori? Lori, you there?
Yes.
Okay, you're on the air. How can I help?
Good morning. Good morning, Neil.
Yes.
I was just wondering if you have any suggestions as to what can deter the peacocks from eating the pansies.
Well, peacocks are big, strong birds, and it really is hard to discourage them. What have you? I don't have a ready answer for you. That's not a common question, and not one I've experienced. What have you tried?
I've tried cayenne pepper, mm-hmm. and you know you have to reapply it every once in a while, but sometimes that doesn't work either.
Right. And are they actually devouring or just plucking?
Both.
Okay.
One year I tried the purple kale,
mm-hmm.
and it was gone the next day.
They like that.
Yes.
All right. I don't know that blood meal would work, but blood meal may have an aroma that they don't care for, so that might be, and that's a nitrogen source, which is a good fertilizer for the pansies.
Oh, okay.
So you might try that. It's going to help the pansies if they stay around long enough to to benefit from it. Other than that, peacocks are so big, you can't even plant the pansies in pots. That's what I normally recommend to people who have rabbit problems.
Right.
Is to elevate them. Or in your case, a big hanging basket or something. That's just a sorry dog answer.
Yeah.
Because it kind of is almost a give up answer. I don't know that there's much you can do. Maybe somebody will call. The low voltage electric shock fence might be available. I had one once and used it, and it kept rabbits away from the beds. I didn't like having it in the landscape. I don't have it any longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility. I don't have a good answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try the blood meal.
Blood meal is worth a try, and it will help the pansies if nothing else. You might try some garden pinks, the single carnations. They tend to not attract animals quite the same as pansies do. Pansies seem to be favorites of every animal. You might try them for your winter color, and if you have to give up on the pansies, that might be worth a try.
Is that the same as dianthus?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super. Thank you, Neil.
All right. Good luck with
it.
It's a wonderful question. I'm sorry I didn't have a better answer. Thank you. Let me go to Mike in Eastland. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. How you doing?
I'm well. This is going to be a first for me. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I know that balsa is native to like South America and the Philippines, but can it be grown in Texas?
No, it is. I was doing some research during Jerry's newscast trying to find out the species of that. I think it's a fir, isn't it? I may be wrong, but it is not adapted to the hot climate at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's a simple answer. It's like a lot of other plants that won't grow. Why did you want to grow it?
Well, it's so easy to use and to cut down and make things, you know, to...
You want to have a supply. I got you.
Right.
Yeah. No, the answer is no. I appreciate your call, though. I'm sorry I couldn't offer more hope to you. Let me go to Lavita in Watauga. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm well, and I appreciate your call.
I have an 8-month-old border collie that has been peeling all the bark off my leaf for a tree that I have in my yard, which is a hackberry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a nice tree, and I really don't want to lose it. So I have sprayed cayenne pepper on it. I have sprayed a bitter apple, and that has just been like candy for the dog. She's just going to it, and she's peeled the bark now, the stony bark off, up about head high, and I'm about 5'6". So,
is the bark gone all the way around the tree?
Yeah, the knobs are. She hasn't gotten down to the pulpy part of the of it, but she has peeled all the little hard knobs off of this tree.
All right, and in peeling those off, did big pieces of bark come with those, or just the knobby bark?
On some of them, yes.
The reason I'm asking is when bark is removed all the way around a tree trunk at any given spot, it'll kill the tree. Even a ring, if you take a pocket knife and make a ring around the tree trunk, you can kill the tree very quickly. Well, over a period of 3 or 4 months. The best thing that you can do to discourage a puppy around a tree is to put some kind of stakes around the tree for a while until the dog matures, and then put chicken wire around it. It's not beautiful, but it's also not terribly obtrusive. And
well, it's just, in the backyard, so it doesn't matter.
the sprays and all of that are just not going to do it. They're just not going to. The dog does it because they're bored. They want to play. And I've never had anybody ask about a hackberry before. Silver maple is the one that they seem to go after, and fruitless mulberries, time in and time out. But you have to do that. It's the same thing that the ranchers do when they have cattle that are banging up into their pecans. They'll put a very heavy duty cage out about 3 or 4 feet away, but you won't need anything like that.
Well, I think one of the reasons that she had taken to this tree so much is because it's the one that the squirrels run up and down.
Sure.
And now we just cannot get her to leave the tree alone.
Well, if you're out 3 or 4 inches away from the trunk all the way around, just drive 4 or 5 stakes in the ground as high as they need to be, maybe 3 feet out of the ground, and put chicken wire around, just a ring of chicken wire that may be, the ring itself may not be any bigger than 3 feet in diameter.
Okay.
So it'll just stand out away from the trunk by 6 or 8 inches. That should do it.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate you calling.
Atta
girl. Thanks so much. You bet. All right. Lewis and Denton just hung up on me. He was going to ask for a small tree recommendation. So if he wants to call back, that'd be great. But otherwise, I don't have a call for the last segment of the program. I could use one or two calls. So if you'd like to call right now, you are welcome to do so. You have clear sailing if you're one of the first two callers. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. You have about 10 or 15 minutes to call my magazine office and to take advantage of the 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar sale of 1/3 off if you buy it with a 1-year new or a 1-year renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. These represent the best I can do in helping you. Each of our publications has been recognized nationally as being the best of its kind in America. Each of them serves Texas. We call the magazine the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and we have garden writers from all over the state who have written faithfully for us, some of them for all 27 years that the magazine has been in existence, and I'm very grateful for them. These are my friends. Our magazine is a lovely magazine that looks like the national publications. The difference is it's not on newsstands, and the other difference is every word is tailored to Texas. A 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine and a 1/3 savings on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with more than 10,000 words, hundreds of bullets telling you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all your plants. All of that satisfaction guaranteed. The calendar, it's a beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and all of its information and the 27th year of my magazine, all for $38.95. But call before 11 today. We have fewer calendars than we've ever produced, just to make sure I don't have any left over. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. Now for the holidays, WhizQ Stone has Christmas lights. These lights are spectacular, just like the holiday displays in downtown Fort Worth and the Chesapeake Plaza. You can fully customize your holiday decor this season with professional-grade, top-quality Christmas lights. LED and traditional light strands starting at 25-foot up to 2,000-foot rolls. Retrofit bulbs in C9 and C7 LED. They have 10 colors features in many styles. And they have stakes and clips for easy installation. They also have contractor-grade greenery, such as pre-lit wreaths and garlands. You'll see a noticeable difference in the quality when compared with other outdoor Christmas lighting. WhizQ Stone is a supplier of Christmas lights, but they don't install. However, they can provide a list of installers. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, and now Christmas lights.
The Vocal Majority, America's premier pops chorus, presents A Christmas at the South Pole.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Find out what happens when Santa Claus gets a new GPS and gets lost at the South Pole. Surrounded by the award-winning Vocal Majority chorus, dressed as penguins. It's a fun, laugh-filled show the whole family will love, combining beautiful music, wonderful staging, Santa Claus with some elves, and 100-plus penguins. The Vocal Majority in A Christmas at the South Pole for a limited 5-show engagement at the Iceman Center in Richardson, Thursday through Sunday, December 13th through the 16th, including 2 matinees. Tickets are priced from $10 to $43. These shows always sell out, so order your tickets now at vocalmajority.com or at the Iceman Center ticket office at 972-744-4650. The Vocal Majority in concert. Order now at vocalmajority.com.
I'm going to tell you right now that I am taking my entire staff and our families to that concert, and it is so spectacular. I cannot recommend anything more highly. I have one other family outing scheduled, and I don't get any perks on this thing, so it's just a heartfelt commentary. But the Dallas Sidekicks play their second game of their second career. they were dormant for 8 or 9 years, and that'll be this coming Friday, and I got a group of tickets together to take all the grandkids. It's the most wonderful sport. It is just pure sport fun, and it's indoor soccer, and it's high scoring and high paced and high skilled. So Dallas Sidekicks at the Allen Event Center. So no, don't get any kickback for that. There's no tie-in. I just felt wanted to say that for both of these two great performances. I want to tell you about Arborological Services right now. I talked to you earlier about them, and I want to talk to you about the investment that you make in your trees. Your trees represent probably half the value of your home if you do it right. If you have quality trees, this is not something that you want to leave up to amateur tree people. You want a certified arborist, and you hear me talking about the importance of getting a certified arborist. Most companies have one or two, if they have any. Arborological Services has 12, and two of their people have been designated as Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas. Their tree climbers have won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship 21 of the 31 years it's been held. That's why they're so good. They also have college-trained, college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters on their staff. So all they think about is trees. They just get up in the morning and they start talking trees. We have a grandson, Joseph, who is 3. He gets up in the morning and he's talking cars all day long, little Hot Wheels. The people at Arborological Services have grown up, but their behavior is the very same. They're going to talk about trees all day, and that's why they are so incredibly good. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. The Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On the web, arborological.com. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. Arborological Services, arborological.com. All righty, and we have two calls, and I'm going to get to two calls. We go to Melody in Weatherford. Melody, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I have some purple fountain grass.
Okay.
And they are so beautiful, and I hate to cut them down, but I was wanting to know how I could make them last through the winter.
You need to protect them. It is an annual grass in North Texas. Every time I say that, I get a few people who just seem motivated to disagree, and that's fine with me. In the urban heat pockets of downtown Dallas, downtown Fort Worth, and right around all the concrete, it may come back. And I'll give you that. It's like firebush. It may come back, but a lot of times it won't. In Weatherford and McKinney, because we're a little outside the urban heat pocket, I've never had it come back for me. I just buy new plants in the spring. It's easier than trying to put it in a greenhouse or keep it in a windowsill. I don't want grass in my windowsill in the wintertime.
Well, I was thinking about even cutting them down, splitting them in half, and putting them in the house. That wouldn't help any?
Well, that's what I just say. I don't want them on. You can do it if you want to. They have to be in a very bright, sunny spot, like a greenhouse or a sunroom or in a windowsill, if you want to do that. But at what point do you say, you know what, I'm going to save that valuable space for plants that cost more or that I can't replace or whatever? Do whatever you want to, but they will not make it outside. If you want to try them outside, trim them down after the first frost and pile leaves over them, maybe 12 inches deep, and leave them that way until spring.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
My odds of their surviving the winter outdoors is small, and if you want to mess with them inside, go for it. But anyway, I got to run. I appreciate your call. Jerry in Central Texas, shade trees for a large property. How large are you talking about?
I have 15 acres.
All right. And roughly what town are you talking about? Near where?
North of Copper's Cove.
All right.
I have like 6 inches of pretty good dirt, and then there's a rock shelf. Rock chunks about three or four inches thick.
All right.
And it's all real light brown, sandy clay.
All right. I have about a minute. Let me just tell you some of the things that I would plant. I would avoid pecans unless you have some part of the 15 acres that have deeper soil. I'd probably also avoid bur oak and chinkapin oak. Those are three trees that I always recommend very highly. Cedar elm would be adapted to that kind of condition. So would eastern red cedar for an evergreen. Live oaks are native to your area, and Schumard red oaks are native to your area, and both of those would be my go-to trees. Red buds would be good for color. Mexican plum would grow well in those shallow soils. Those are the best trees. I would concentrate on red oak and live oak and cedar elm, probably, if it were my property. I'd stay away from any introduced things like Chinese pistachios, just to keep it looking kind of natural. Gotta run. Michelle Shookley-Riza, thank you. Happy gardening.